Confusing. I did too. That's not too weird.
So, can we go ahead and start? Is that how that works?
Yeah.
So, James, great to finally meet you. Great to be here at the Comic-Con. What was this like for you, this second film with Adam West, Burt Ward, in bringing in William Shatner to this franchise?
It was a lot of work is what it was. But no, it was great because we wanted someone who would have been on, who could have been on the series when it was actually in production. Someone who was an iconic figure from 60s television. Someone who was Adam's peer at the time. And really, William Shatner was the only guy who fit that all those boxes, who checked off all those boxes. So he was the guy.
I forget who it was who said, but they said that he was really your only choice, and that if he hadn't had time or interest, that you probably would have gone a different direction. Did you ever talk about that eventuality, like where you might have gone?
We didn't really. Once, I mean, he said yes pretty early in the process. We hadn't even finished the first one before he said yes. But one of the things we had as part of the one of the ideas we were kicking around in this movie, he would have still been in it, but we were thinking about using Poison Ivy as an accomplice or something. But then we quickly realized we have Shatner, we don't need anyone else. So that kind of changed. We kind of, that was in an earlier draft, and then we kind of abandoned that idea.
What's your favorite like aspect of the relationship between and the dynamic between Batman and Two-Face?
Well, in this one, we definitely use, I guess, Batman the Animated Series first brought up the idea of Harvey and Bruce Wayne being friends. And we used that aspect of their relationship, which is something we didn't really see in the actual 66 show. So that it gave the story a little more weight than it normally, an average 66 show would have had, or average 66 episode. I mean, you didn't really explore Bruce Wayne's interior emotional, you know, life. And then this is the first time we've seen someone who is a friend and a peer of his, not counting Robin and Dick Grayson. And in fact, there's a rivalry between Harvey Dent and Dick Grayson because of that. So it was a little deeper story than the actual series really tackled.
Consensus seems to be that with Adam's passing, that this is going to be the last of the Batman 66. First of all, is that true? And second of all, where would you like to go from here?
Well, I mean, I don't know if that's true. I don't know if I'd want to be involved with something that was strictly 66 related, because I mean, I did Brave and the Bold, and that, for me at the time, was as close to 66 as I thought I'd ever get.
Yeah.
So this is just, you know, gravy. I don't want to push it. Also, I don't, you know, I mean, I would more than happy be either bring Brave and the Bold back or do a lighter version of Batman that kind of took influences from this series.
Yeah.
But I don't think I'd want to do a strict 66 continuation. You just can't.
Yeah.
I don't see it. Someone might think they can do it, but they'd be wrong.
It would not be you.
It would not be me, no.
Last year, you guys had a unique experience of being able to watch the movie with a live audience and see how they reacted to that. What was that experience like for you?
Did I watch it in the audience? I did. It was great. It was cool. It's always cool seeing a movie with an audience, because you don't really know what you've got until you do that. You think you know, but you're never quite sure until you hear them react to stuff or not react. You know, things you think are going to work don't. Things that you didn't know were funny get a laugh. So it was great. And the New York Comic Con has great audiences generally. So
do you have a Do you have a personal favorite 66 villain?
Oh, I, you know, well, they're in the movie, but King Tut and Bookworm.
Nice.
Wow, nice.
And the Siren, but...
That's amazing.
I know you said that you probably would not work on Batman 66 continuation movie, but is there another DC franchise that you would like to work on based off of the comic books? Like maybe Wonder Woman 77 keeps getting bantered about by someone here. I don't know who. But anyway.
Yes, I mean, of course, that's like the next thing on the wish list. But, you know, you have to get people to agree to do it, and that hasn't happened yet, so.
Come on, Linda Carter. Come on, let's go.
Now, next up is the Gotham by Gaslight, correct?
That's the next, DC
unit. Animated.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's kind of a different turn, so looking forward to that.
Yeah, I didn't work on it, so I can watch it with a clear conscience. So. I didn't do anything on it. Usually I storyboard to do something for Bruce Timm on this project, just because it's Bruce Timm.
Mm-hmm.
But I was too busy.
What do you prefer, or what are your favorite aspects of working with campy stuff versus working with like darker stuff?
I like both. I like anything I do. I like to have a little bit of humor in it, and it can go dark humor or it can be broad camp.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, James.
Thank you.
Head for the